This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Our next caller wants to know how to remove paint from brick. Welcome, Ross, to the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I bought one of those Wagner power sprayers, Power Mate sprayers with the hose and everything and the hopper and everything. And I've been painting my soffits and my eaves with it. It's been doing great. Well, what happened was I overshot and sprayed some of the brick.
Uh-oh.
You got overexcited.
I've tried muriatic acid. I've tried a wire brush. I've tried pressure washer.
Yeah, those paint sprayers work real well, don't they?
But you have to aim them in the right place.
Paint brick, it'll be there forever, it looks like.
Well, there's some interesting products, because when you live in a big city like Tom and myself do, we have a problem with graffiti, and generally these graffiti artists like to paint on brick and any sort of masonry siding, which is unfortunate because it's really difficult to clean. But there's a product out there, and it's called the Taginator.
The Taginator.
And it's a biodegradable graffiti remover for masonry. And it works really easily, and it's very, very effective.
Where do you buy it?
Well, you can get it from their website, which is tagawayproducts.com. Or you can call them at their office, which is 610-583-7657. It works really well. You'll be very pleased with the results.
Well, great, because I've tried everything else, and I would have thought the muriatic acid would clean it, but it doesn't even touch it.
Well, think of the positive side of this, Ross. If it doesn't work out as a house painter, you can always go into graffiti art.
That's right. I restore antique jukeboxes on the side, so, you know, as a hobby, so maybe I better stick with jukeboxes instead of spray painting.
Or just aim carefully.
And watch that wind drift.
Yeah. I did everything. I covered everything up all the way around and had no problems. And at the very end, I said, well, heck with it. I can get this without doing it.
You're like, I'm really good at it now.
That's right. You were getting a little impatient with yourself there.
Overconfident.
And overspray was quick to follow. All right, well, hopefully this product will help you get rid of it there, Ross.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I sure appreciate it. I'll give it a try, and I'll let you know.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You know, I have heard about so many painting problems that occurred, like, right at the end. Just lost
it. Completely
lost it. Well,
because you were so confident, but you're also at your worst performance level because you're tired. And from the repetitive motion of doing the same thing over and over, you think you've got it, but that's always when you make the mistakes.
Yeah, so remember, proceed carefully from the time you open the paint can up till the time you put it away.
Let me tell you a story. Can I tell you real quick?
Sure.
Ed and I were painting something, and we had this gallon of paint, and we went to put it away in the garage. It was right when we moved into the house. It was really late at night, and we put the paint, and I put it on the top shelf in the garage. Why? I don't know. And we had just moved in, so I didn't know how everything worked. And when I went to close the garage door, it rocket launched the paint all over the garage. It was everywhere, on the floor, on the outside furniture.
I got a better story than that.
It was everywhere.
My son, who's now 12, when he was about 4, I was painting in the upstairs hall, and he kicked over the can of paint, and it ran all the way down the stairs.
Oh. He's like, that's my contribution. We now exactly. have a permanent stripe on the floor in the garage. I said, let's cut our losses and paint a stripe and go to bed.
There you go. Well, if you have a question about your painting project, we'd love to talk to you. 1-888-MONEYPIT is the telephone number.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.